Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Joe DiCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94. WIP, check it out there. It is trade deadline week. It is trade deadline tomorrow. Howie Roseman does not sleep. He makes another trade this morning after one over the week. And let's unpack what the Eagles are getting here in two new defensive players, veterans Jair Alexander and Jalen Phillips. Alexander comes over from the Ravens in a trade on Saturday. The Eagles swap some late-round picks, but really the trade is to bring Jair Alexander to Philadelphia and add him to the mix. And then just a little bit ago on Monday morning, the Eagles sent a third-round pick, their third-rounder, not the Jets' third-rounder they own, but their third-round pick to the Miami Dolphins for edge rusher Jalen Phillips. Let's unpack both of these, what they mean, what we're getting, and how it impacts this team's pursuit of a second straight Lombardi. So let's start with Jalen Phillips. I'm going to start with the most recent trade, the one this morning, and the more impactful trade. Jalen Phillips is an impactful trade. 3 sacks so far this year. Last year got hurt early, but really what I want to point out is what he was able to do for the Miami Dolphins under Vic Fangio in 2023. So let's take it back to 2023. You know, as someone now who sits on my Dolphins under season bet and continues to count the losses, 2 years ago, I had a different feeling on the Miami Dolphins. I was in on them. I bet the Miami Dolphins to be in the Super Bowl and play the San Francisco 49ers, like one of those matchup bets, like a 50-1 or whatever, Niners and Dolphins I had as my Super Bowl pick in 2023. And that was the year Vic Fangio was there, and Mike McDaniel's really in his bag, and he's kind of moving that thing forward, and I felt good about it. And then what happened to the Dolphins in 2023 was similar to what happened to the Lions in 2024. Their defense got decimated late in the year. I mean, they lost everybody. That was the year Buffalo came back. They were down like three games in December, and they stole the division, and then Miami puttered out in the first round in that cold, cold game in Kansas City. But really the impetus to destroying that Miami season, then the infighting with their defense, then Fangio leaving to come here to Philadelphia, really what that season was a cause and effect because their defense physically fell apart. And I remember watching the Black Friday game. I believe that might have been the first Black Friday Amazon game, which, of course, we're going to have an Eagles-Amazon Black Friday game here against the Bears in a few weeks. But if my memory serves right, that Black Friday game was the Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. It was a blowout win for Miami. But in the fourth quarter, Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles. And everything started to fall apart from there defensively for Miami, and the season fell apart. But Phillips, at that point, was becoming one of the better young pass rushers in the National Football League. We're talking about a guy that had 6.5 sacks in 8 games. It looked like he was going to close that thing strong. Wouldn't it surprise me if he got to double digits. And who knows what he does in the postseason. I think a similar comp I'll give you to what I saw out of Phillips that year and the way he was playing kind of reminded me of what Nolan Smith did last year, where he came on in Vic Fangio's defense and it started to look right. It started to pop. And then he got hurt. And unfortunately, got hurt again last year. And he hasn't been the same since. But I like this trade. I like taking a flyer now. It's not a small pick. I mean, it's not a small price to pay, you know, the pick. Jalen Phillips is a free agent after the season. So the Eagles have now more decisions to make on their defense, more decisions to make on young players on their defense. Now, Phillips is not going to cost the kind of money based on where he's at right now and the injuries the last 2 years that he was, you know, kind of on the track for a few years ago, but this helps. I mean, it helps in a significant way. And I'll say this, if everyone's healthy, Jalen Phillips, in my eyes, is their second best edge rusher now. Like, he's the starter on the opposite side of Nolan Smith. They just got a starting edge. That's the way I view Jalen Phillips. And I would guess Vic Fangio views Jalen Phillips. So now I look at it as my edge starters when healthy, potentially, hopefully coming out of this bye against Green Bay next Monday, and my edge starters when healthy, Nolan Smith and Jalen Phillips. My depth pieces are Jalen Sun and Josh Uche. And then that last guy is part of the rotation here. That's going to be Brandon Graham. That's how I view the complementary pieces the Eagles have now put together. And now maybe Jahad Campbell could just stay in the middle and you kind of let him do his thing at inside linebacker and you rotate him with N'Kobe Dean. Maybe give a few snaps here and there off to Zach Bond. But Phillips is a player. And I think he's one that's going to help the Eagles down the stretch of the season. Just think about the next couple games here, next three games. Really, you could say the next five games if you want to go bigger. But just think about the quarterbacks the Eagles are going to face the next few weeks here. They're going to face Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, coming off an awful loss yesterday at home to the Panthers, but the Packers are still a really good football team. Then they're going to face the Lions coming in here a couple weeks with Jared Goff, and we know the receivers they have. Then they're going to go to Dallas and face Dak Prescott, who's played tremendous football so far this season. I expect them to win tonight at home against Arizona to get to 4-4-1. Then they have the Black Friday game against the Chicago Bears. It's a big one for the Eagles, and it could be a big one for the Bears too. Have kind of put themselves in position to be relevant down the stretch of this season with their win yesterday in Cincinnati, that crazy 47-42 win. And then the road takes them to Los Angeles for a Monday night football game in early December against the Raiders. So just think about that for the Chargers. Raiders come in after that. But just that group, that the next five quarterbacks they face, these guys are legit. And these offenses are legit. So I would say, you know, you're facing five of the top half of the league in quarterbacks, probably five top 12 quarterbacks, depending on how you want to rank these guys this season. But I would say, without question, five of the top 12 quarterbacks, or four of the top 12 quarterbacks. And then Caleb Williams, who's growing a little bit. I don't love him. Runs around too much, takes too many sacks, to get his playing structure enough. But obviously, there's talent there. There's arm talent there. And, you know, what is he? Is he moved up from towards the bottom to 18-ish in terms of quarterbacks, 20? I think that's probably a fair representation of what he is. So maybe four of the top 12 quarterbacks, maybe five of the top half quarterbacks in pro football, depending on how we kind of parse through the Tuas and the Trevor Lawrences. Is Caleb Williams better? He might be with Ben Johnson. With Ben Johnson calling the shots, he might be better. So the next few weeks, they're going to really need Jalen Phillips. Now, down the stretch, it throttles down a little bit. Three of the final four quarterbacks the Eagles are going to face are Geno Smith and probably Marcus Mariota twice. Obviously, Josh Allen is in there, too, at the end. But it throttles down, but then it'll throttle right back up in the postseason. So this is a key move to try to get back to the Super Bowl. The Eagles have been missing continuity. They have been missing certainty on their edge. You know, really with Josh Sweat gave them some certainty on the edge. He was a predictable and good football player, and they missed that. And now they can get that back in the fold here. I'm a big fan of the move here for Jalen Phillips.
State Senator Jennifer Carroll Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote, 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Now, the other move, Jair Alexander. Look, I wanted Jair Alexander in the summer. I said it right here on WIP Daily. Go sign this guy. I thought it was an opportunity to have a Bradbury-like bounce back for him. You know, Bradbury was cut by the New York Giants after the year. You know, he had a great year, great years with the Panthers, and it was like just kind of a weird bounce around in his career. But he came here, and he played well for a year before his, you know, before the wheels kind of came off. And I thought Jair Alexander could be the same thing for the Eagles. He ended up trying to go do that for the Ravens. It didn't work there either. You know, he's not played much, and it feels like he just fell out of the rotation, and the Ravens defense playing better, and I don't think they want to upset the apple cart with the young guys they're playing right now. So it's kind of it felt like a mutual parting of the ways where they get him to a place that he's got a better chance to play. Look, I don't know if the Eagles have enough at second corner. My gut instinct right now is they probably still don't, and they're just going to try to patch this thing together for a full season. They've given Vic Fangio options here. You know, the trade last week for Michael Carter gives them the option of putting Cooper DeJean outside. It gives them more depth. And now the trade of Jair Alexander gives them more options if they want to stay outside with, they really have four options at outside corner opposite Quinyon Mitchell, right? Let's say they want to keep Cooper DeJean on the inside, which they should. The four options on the outside are Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson, which should no longer be options. And I think the Eagles are telling us they don't want them to be options anymore down the stretch against these big-time quarterbacks and receivers. But now the two new ones that come into the fold here, Jacorian Bennett, who the Eagles traded for from the Raiders during this training camp, and now Jair Alexander, who as best is the best player of all these players, right? At his best in his career, he's done more in the NFL at a high level than any of those football players have done. So there is that, like, in the back of your mind, you wonder, can Jair Alexander do it again? Now, Christian Parker is here. He's worked with him before. There's a relationship there. There's Vic Fangio. But you kind of look around the defense now, and there's a lot of depth. There's way more depth than there was a week ago. And you start thinking about who's coming back from retirement with Brandon Graham or the injured reserve when it comes to Bennett or Nolan Smith. And you're starting to put the pieces together here of a very deep defensive room to where they've got a lot of guys, a lot of dudes that if they have an injury or two down the stretch, which you know is going to happen, They've got the ammunition. They have the depth. They have the bodies to fill in. It's similar to me what Howie's done here to have the Los Angeles Dodgers do their business. And I just repeat it as World Series champions. What a World Series. Game 7 that was. Well, just Game 6, double play to end it. Game 7, I mean, just as good as sports gets, that's what was Saturday night. But
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What the Dodgers do is they give themselves options, and they kind of just build in some of the stuff we tried is going to be wrong. So how do we give ourselves options to fix it, to make sure it doesn't cost us? And that's how I see what the Eagles just did here on the defensive side. Did they get a Myles Garrett? They did not. Didn't even get a Trey Hendrickson. I mean, they didn't go get anything based on current play, age, contract status. They didn't get anything that you would say that one person moves the needle. But what they did do is add depth. They added depth. So if they have another injury or someone they thought they could count on, they can't count on, they're not beholden to anything. I mean, they really aren't. I mean, I'm looking at a group right now that in the last few weeks, Shahad Campbell goes from Defensive Rookie of the Year to maybe more of a role player down the stretch of the season. You know, a guy like Keely Ringo, who took a lot of snaps in a lot of games this year, might be relegated to special teams duty the rest of the season. You know, a guy like Azeez Ojulari, who was one of the bigger names they signed in the offseason, might be cut. A guy like A.J. Dillon might be cut. And that's a credit to Howie Roseman because he doesn't sit in his hands and he doesn't say, well, I already did this. No, 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 we can always get better. I appreciate that about Howie more than anything he does. We could always get better. That's fine. I did that. It's not working out the way I want. Okay, get better. The idea that you did something so you kind of fold your hands and sit on your hands and say, I'm done now, that's never the Eagles. So I'm a fan of the moves in aggregate that they've done over the last week with Michael Carter, with Jair Alexander, with Jalen Phillips, because it makes them a deeper football team. It makes them a potentially deeper and better football team. Even the Carter one, which now gets buried in this. You know, if Cooper DeJean gets banged up, Michael Carter has been one of the better slot corners in the National Football League. It gives them another option there. And I believe this year the NFC is going to be a gauntlet. We'll see if the Eagles could pull off the number one seed, but if they don't and can't, like last year, they're not going to have a bye and they're going to play three playoff games, potentially multiple on the road this year, or at least one on the road. Last year they had none on the road, but they're going to have to play probably three playoff games again with one or two on the road this year. And I don't think there will be a soft reprieve throughout the NFC. You know, whether it's going through Seattle, Los Angeles, and the Lions, or whatever order you want to say, or the Bucks, or the, you know, whatever it is, there's going to be good teams throughout. So depth is going to be massive. And trying to give Vic Fangio and try to give Kevin Petullo as many options as you could give them is what great, great general managers do. And that's what Howie Roseman is. I'm in on the deals. Obviously more excited about Jalen Phillips, especially because a couple years ago I thought, you know, he was a big part of a defense that looked like it was humming towards a division title and a deep playoff run. He got hurt. Things changed. Vic left. He came here. But he's a Vic Fangio guy. He played really well under Vic Fangio, playing for a contract. And we saw last year, I mean, the NFL is, what have you done for me lately in your age? Milton Williams and Josh Sweat were not having, you know, insane seasons last year. But you know what they did? They played their best football down the stretch of the season, and they knocked Mahomes' block off in the Super Bowl. And they got paid like $175 combined million. So for Jalen Phillips, at his age, with his talent level, if he comes here and knocks off, you know, the block of Jared Goff and Jordan Love and Matthew Stafford, and the Eagles are back in the Super Bowl playing, you know, Josh Allen or, you know, Bo Nix or whatever, and he goes out there and helps the Eagles win another Super Bowl, he's going to get paid a lot of money. So this feels to me like a win-win. It feels like a smart move by Howie Roseman. I love the Jalen Phillips idea, and I like the concept of what's going on with the way they're patching together the secondary. Jair Alexander, if he gives you anything, you'll be happy. But it's the concept that I like more than anything else in that corner room. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Have a great day. We'll talk on the Midday Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.